Hello, everybody, and we're back. It's a very wet September day, and well, it's the end of September now, of course. I thought originally we were going to do this at the beginning of September, but Stuart had other plans, didn't you, Stuart, because you've been in America for a while.
I certainly have. Hello, everybody. Lovely to be back.
Nicely done. I was going to whisper. That was nicely done. But then, yes, hello, welcome back.
Who are you saying welcome back to?
I don't know.
You looked to Stuart then.
Welcome back. Well, we haven't seen
our hordes, to our hordes of listeners.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other though for a while, have we?
Hordes of listeners who have been readily waiting for our return. People have actually said, when is the podcast returning?
And
the answer is today.
Yeah. Well, it's not today. It's probably in a couple of days' time, isn't it, if we're honest? But yeah, it's funny actually, because I was at a work do the other day, and our biggest fan, Mrs. Flint Khan, if you're listening, said, you know, when are you going to be back? When are you going to be back? And then try to persuade somebody else to listen to it. So,
we'll
get new listeners one at a time. You never know.
Just one.
Build it up over the years.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about? I think the first thing we need to do is how have our summers been? What have we been up to? How have we spent the last 8 or 9 weeks?
Like I've wasted an awful lot of time this summer. You know, I get something like, I don't work over the summer, so I get two and a half months off.
Oh, that's nice. Of course,
well, it is nice, but the trouble, I mean, for July, the weather was crap.
The weather has just been
And August, it wasn't too bad, was it?
I don't know, I wasn't here.
No, you weren't. You were never here, were you?
Whatever.
That's the thing. Yeah. So, you know, we went down to Cornwall and it was mostly dry, and it was a right old laugh me trying to get into my wetsuit for the first time in about 13 years.
Did you use talc?
It was just ridiculous. It, as you know, they have a zip that comes up the back. You sort of have a drawstring and you pull the zip up. And I pulled it up to my neck.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to then clip this thing over it. Before I could clip it, it went...
Well,
the
oh,
whole
no.
thing just opened up again. It did that when I was in the sea as well, actually. So that was all very good.
Was it that cold?
Yeah, it was pretty nippy. Yeah, but it was nice. It was
so
lovely.
Do you surf?
Well, no, I lie on my bloody belly on a belly board or boogie board or whatever they're called. So no, I don't surf. But I had we hadn't been down there for about 13, 14 years. Mm. And it's amazing how much easier it is to push through the waves when you're 48 rather than when you're 61. It was
really
knackering. Oh my God, just trying to get out when you've got this thing in your hand and the waves hitting you. But yeah, it was good fun. So to be honest, going down to Cornwall was by far and away the most luxurious holiday that we had. And that was 4 days in hotels and 2 days staying with a mate as well. So really, I've done that. You know, I've been to cricket. And I think I must have spent at least 2,000 hours sat on the sofa watching the Olympics. I got so slovenly. It occurred to me, I was sat there at 10 in the morning. And then before you knew what, it was 10 o'clock at night. And I'm still watching
so
the bloody Olympics.
It's so good to do that. If you can, that's just great. Because the Olympics are brilliant.
They were very good.
Yeah, I went to Paris a few days before the Olympics when it was all... getting shut down, ready for it. But I love watching it. I think
it's such a lovely city. And I know we do have listeners from other parts of the world, but I think in a European city, which is sort of old and has got beautiful buildings and everything, it's so lovely. And I also like the fact that when it's in Europe, especially on mainland Europe, it's so easy for people from other countries to get there. And so you feel like the audiences or the crowds are really international. Whereas when it was in Rio, you know, there were sparse crowds a lot of the time because it's not so easy for people to get out there unless they're Brazilian.
And they also, it's probably like a lot of things, that they'll quite often price the local market out of being able to buy tickets. So you've got these huge stadiums and they often just can't fill them.
Yeah,
it's not quite the same as the Olympics, but they've certainly had that with like the Cricket World Cups, haven't they? Where they just
they've
tried to have it in places, and all of a sudden they found the locals just simply can't afford to go, so the stadiums are empty.
Yeah,
but I've never really been a huge fan of Paris, and I know that's probably controversial. The times I've gone before, I haven't loved it.
Same. Yeah,
but this time I did go, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm in fact going on Sunday.
Just for the night,
my friend is flying over from America to go to the Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week.
Get you. Oh,
and I'm going to go and meet her for lunch.
Oh, cool.
Just have a bit of a catch up.
Are you going to go to Fashion Week?
No, she is, but I'm not. I'm just hanging on her coattails. No, gosh, no, nothing like that. But I was going to do Eurostar, but I'm doing EasyJet, and I can. I've got return flight for £90 or something.
What did you think of the opening ceremony?
I didn't like it.
I thought it was.
I didn't like it.
I thought it was crap, actually.
Yeah, if I'm honest. I thought the first
there were a few little bits and pieces within it. I just thought it went on so long, and you know, and because of the sheer scale of it, there were so many points in it where you thought, well, there's nothing really much happening now, isn't it?
No.
Quite pleased when Gojira got to play as well, because I've seen them live before.
Oh, really?
They're right up my alley, Gojira.
Oh, there you are.
Here's a phrase that I never ever thought I'd say.
Yeah.
It was totally saved by Celine Dion.
Oh, wasn't she great?
She was amazing.
She was, yes. Yeah, so she was good. Very good.
She rescued it, didn't
yes,
she?
Yes, that's, yeah, I thought the, absolutely
I thought the
highlight.
I thought the last hour was good with the light show with the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And I thought that was good. And then she was amazing at the end. But the first third, two thirds, I was like,
have you
no.
watched her documentary? It's very sad.
Well, my kids did. Yeah, I don't know if it's...
Yeah, it's awful. It's very sad.
What was wrong with her?
She's got stiff syndrome, and don't snigger.
Yeah.
Something you've never suffered
you've
with,
never,
it, Stuart?
Ever suffered. Obviously never with. Suffered with that. And no, she has. No, she's obviously in huge amounts of pain. I mean, I find my children and my wife just adore her, but I would...
We had
willingly,
tickets to see her in
I would
Vegas.
Willingly
your
hit her with a shovel.
Adore her.
They love her. My kids absolutely love her.
Are they in their 60s or what?
No, they just love her.
Yeah.
I would hit her with a shovel willingly.
I don't mind her. Yes, it's either love or hate, isn't it? We had tickets to see her in Vegas, but then COVID, so we couldn't go and see her. I would have loved to have seen her,
I find her phrasing a bit annoying.
Yeah, she has an unusual way of being, but her voice
She speaks highly of me, apparently.
Yes.
She listens.
Oh, she does.
Right, Celine, if you're out there, bonjour.
Or in Canadian, bonjour. And if you want to come and sing at one of our parties, Celine, I suppose you'll probably... I'll let you do a duet with me, kids. Anyways, although, of course, the big thing of the summer, Bruce.
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce.
Yes.
Oh, did you go and see him again?
I did go and see him again.
We saw him.
Yeah, he was very good. Yeah,
he was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Would you think it was better at Wembley than at Hyde Park?
Yes. For me. Right.
Yes, because you were up on the terrace.
Yeah, you saw it.
Because I saw it. Yeah, although I had my brother with me who'd overserved himself quite considerably. So I was spending a lot of the concert trying to drag him to sit down because people behind were like, sit down, sit down. So he was, and then he did like a crowd surf somehow. He managed to go off somewhere. So that was the only stress to me. But
Is he a bit of a loose cannon, your brother?
He can be, he can be.
The most important question about the whole gig, of course, is how much was a pint of beer?
Oh, well, we were practically drinking pints of wine and they were... Oh. Actually, it wasn't too bad.
No, it weren't too hideous, I don't think.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. I don't remember it being that awful. Right. I can't remember about...
I took the delightful Bruce Crombie, who I paid for the ticket, he paid for the drink, so I didn't...
Excellent. I quite like the idea of that, because you're not a very heavy drinker either, are you?
But not on the... I had a couple of drinks and they're so watered down, it's... You might as
well they're not... I mean, actually, my son, our youngest son, he works there. He sort of does a bit of casual work down at Wembley on the bars and stuff. And he said the worst thing he... I can't remember which gig he went to down there. What was the name? Oh, it might have been Taylor Swift, actually. And they stuck him on the Spirits bar. And they were doing gin and tonic, or I think it was vodka and lemonade, gin and tonic, whiskey and coke. That was it. You get no option of changing it.
Mm.
If somebody says, can I have a double? It's impossible to do a double because it comes out of a gun. You know, it's all premixed 5%. And he said that you get a plastic glass and you stick a load of ice in it and then you top it up with this thing. Somebody says, I'll have two of those. And he said he has to explain to half the people, no, we don't do Jack Daniels and Coke. You've got to have gin and tonic. You can't have gin and something else because it literally is just out of one of those things. So there you are. There's two of those and that'll be like £23, please.
Really?
Yeah. So it's sort of, it's not watered down, but it's just not strong at all.
I mean,
it's like the stuff out of a can, I suppose.
Yeah.
I had a couple and I genuinely thought, because although I'm not a massive beer drinker, I'm quite good at drinking vodka. And I thought it'll take about 50 of these to actually get me pissed. They were so weak.
Yeah.
It was, and you just thought,
well, 5%. I mean, there's just nothing to it, is there?
But he was, for a bloke of his age, he was incredible. He was, and he's.
Oh yeah, he's he still was. God. Oh my goodness.
And
yeah,
if you could rock an earring
good.
At his age, mm-hmm. you
and he's just turned 75, isn't he?
He had 75 yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's he's still a fucking legend.
Yes.
And I know you two didn't. I will say this quite quietly. Taylor Swift was unbelievable.
Take your word for that.
Yeah,
she was she was so good.
Obviously, there's something that everybody's raving about, but
no.
I nearly got totally scammed. Somebody put on, a little village Facebook page. I've got tickets, and I was scrambling around, and then suddenly asking a few more questions. It was like, hang on a minute, it was a total scammer.
Oh, was it?
It was, and it was such a shame. But anyway, that's by the by. But so she was good,
was
she?
She was great. She was really good. But whilst you're on the subject of tickets, okay, we unfortunately have to mention it. Oasis.
Oh, it's the most stressful. I thought that it would take maybe a couple of hours to get tickets, and we were going to see friends that day, so I'd looked up some stuff about how to do it because I'm not into really big stars. I didn't have any clue what the protocols of how you go about getting tickets are. Mm-hmm. And I did ask Adam Williams for a pointer, and he was absolutely useless giving me a pointer. Yeah. I think he tries to keep it close to his chest, so he doesn't want to let another person in on the way you do it. And strangely, he managed to get tickets, didn't he?
He did.
But it said you can get in the queue at 8:45.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, well, I'll do that. So I went on at 8:45. I was on the queue to get on the bloody website at this point. And then 2 hours later, I was still on the queue to get on the website and being told by people, including my son, that they were like 250,000 in the queue. And then we had to go out 2 hours later, and I just completely gave up.
Well, we were on the phone most of the day to each other, back and forth trying to get them. And I finally got there after hours and hours. And then every time you tried to add to cart, they were just gone.
No.
And then I did get the email and get the code for the extra dates they put on. But then I forgot to look at it because I missed my email. Yeah. But then you had the code and you didn't get them.
I didn't get on anyway. Yeah. I didn't get anywhere with that anyway. But I think someone said that obviously there was enormous demand for Taylor Swift. Apparently the demand for Oasis tickets was four times the amount.
Really?
I heard that 10 million people were on their computers and phones trying to get tickets.
And mine totally
crashed.
From
the UK and from Europe, because they hadn't spoken about European dates. You probably had everybody all over Western Europe trying to get them as well, because it's so easy to get over here. And I thought, with that many stadium dates, I'm bound to get a ticket. And there were I think there's something like 1.1 million tickets available. But with 10 million people trying to get four tickets each.
Oh, yeah.
And with only 1.1 million, that's like 260,000 people are going to get four tickets each, and then they're all sold out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there was a 1 in 40 chance, I think, of even getting
a ticket.
So many
went on the resale, didn't they? So many went straight on there.
Yeah.
And I've just secured Coldplay ones this morning, and that didn't... My brother and I were both in the waiting room at exactly the same time. I went in at something like 9,000, and he was at 36 or something crazy. But when I managed to buy them, it says not for resale, not transferable, and they've obviously cracked down on that, but they're still going to, I'm sure.
Straight onto the resale websites. Mm. We'll talk about politics after the break, but they need to do something about these resales because
it's crazy.
But
it's
also, a lot of them are owned by Ticketmaster anyway. It's legal thievery.
Yeah,
it's genuinely legal thievery.
I mean, you were saying how I queued up today for tickets. Well, I didn't really have to queue for Uriah Heep. And it's their 55th anniversary tour and their last tour. They've decided they're not going to do any more tours after this one.
You go out more than anybody I know, but you really need to get out more.
Is there a queue? Did you have to queue?
Really?
Probably not.
No. But I think the answer to that was no.
And there is only... I've met the lead guitarist, Mick Box. He's about 76 now. He's the only one who's not dead. And but they were, I mean, interestingly, though, this was they're playing at the Palladium in London, so that holds about 3,000 people or something. And the tickets were $48.50 each, but they ended up costing me £60 because Ticketmaster put £12 on each ticket.
Did they? 12?
£12 on £48 tickets is just ridiculous,
awful.
Isn't it?
I think it is ridiculous.
But it goes everywhere because when we're talking about being away. But when we were in Vegas the other day and the Eagles were playing at the Sphere just after we were going to go, and we looked at prices, see how much they were. Mm. And again, it's just the same, just Viagogo, Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Mm. It's just crazy money.
The trouble is, as long as people, and you're probably as guilty of this as anybody, but as long as people...
So it's my fault.
Are, well, partly. Mm. As long as people are willing to pay for it, then... Yes, I mean, I
have you got tickets, Joe? Were you willing to pay for it?
No, I've got a package, dear. We haven't just got tickets. We've got a ticket package.
Right. So that'll be cheaper then, yeah?
I'm not saying I'm sure we have a...
It's an all-in-one.
So you saved on
that.
We
have a very nice night in London.
Yeah, I believe it's ticket, hot dog, some pick and mix, and one of those pre-mixed gin and tonics.
One beer. Yeah.
I think you find out I am in a box. And yes, it comes with a very nice hotel stay.
Oh, right.
Myself and Mrs. Simmons with some Oasis tickets thrown in.
Right.
In a box. So I have got tickets, I have got tickets.
I mean,
so,
Mrs. Simmons is only interested in the hotel bit. She can just stay in the hotel for the evening and then I'll pop down and take her ticket for Oasis.
And she'll... No, I don't think so. And then she'll just wait
she'll
for
tell them to clear
that.
Off.
Yeah.
She will, and she'll say, when are they going to play Don't Look Back in Anger?
That one
I know
song.
Wonderwall. When are they going to play Don't Look Back in Anger?
Oh, no. It will be good to go.
I'm sure you... Once it gets closer,
yes,
it will be easy to.
I'll tell you as well.
Tickets,
I'm sure, yeah, you will get. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how quickly they'll go, but by the law of averages, if they're playing what they're playing five nights at Wembley,
aren't they?
So that's 450,000. You're going to get some people who just can't go because of work or because they're ill or because they're dead or whatever. Mm.
They're doing about 8 or 10 nights tickets, now, aren't they?
Yeah, and their tickets will turn up, but there'll probably be a massive scramble for those anyway.
But I can believe with Bruce, so we bought our tickets, didn't we, absolutely ages ago, but I had two friends who had come over from America and they decided to come and they bought two tickets about two nights before that were cheaper than what had paid for them because people were just trying to get rid of them.
Just trying to get rid of them by then. So there is a
So sometimes it is better to wait.
I have heard as well that if you, I mean, Oasis are bound to play in Europe and like, our son went to see, I can't remember who the bloody hell it was out in Europe, some band that are very popular and play stadiums. And they went out to, him and his girlfriend went out to Brussels to see them. And the tickets were half the price that they were seeing them in London. And that paid for the train, basically. So, and I just think they are more readily available. So you might get the opportunity to see him in Amsterdam Paris or Brussels.
My brother's counting down. He's now at number 59 in the queue, so he's panicking. So that's why I keep looking at my phone, because he's trying to get them.
I'll tell you what, I did keep this close to my chest, and a week ago I managed to get tickets for Supergrass.
Oh.
And they are the best band from that era.
Oh, when are you going?
In May at the Roundhouse as well. Three nights at the Roundhouse they did, and... they sold out in 15 minutes. So
how did you know that they were going to be on set?
Because
you know,
I've seen them lots of times and I follow them on Facebook and all that sort of thing.
Right.
That's not quite as impressive as breaking the internet for 12 nights at Wembley.
I mean, yeah, we
it's not quite
we were
as
pleased
good.
For
it's
you.
It's still pretty good though.
Queued for 35 minutes in a room to go to the Roundhouse.
You know, 10,000 people sold out in 15 minutes.
Where you can walk
still,
up to the bar and get a drink.
That is still a popular band.
And... quite clearly, no, they weren't. Right.
Okay.
Are we breaking now? We're going to get the first.
We're
going to
go for a break while we think about what we're doing. I'm just trying to work out. Yeah, I think now it's actually a good time to go for a break.
And we're
going to
come back and we're going to talk about all the stuff that's happened topically.
Have you managed
to
find us any sponsors and advertisers over the summer? That was your task.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay.
But that also was a lie.
Another one of his lies. Yeah. Okay, then. So we'll be back in a mo.
We're back. So we're going to the slightly controversial what's been happening in the world at the moment section of Homer Potts. And we're going to start with our delightful new Prime Minister.
Okay, we're going to steer off the politics here.
Okay, that's okay.
And Stuart was staying off the politics.
His eight pairs of glasses, numerous wife suits,
I think,
and clothing,
as
and
somebody
boxes,
who's
and...
always been a supporter of this particular party, it's interesting. I find it very, very difficult because I've been so used to the last lot and being able to enjoy running them down, and I think. I can't make a judgment politically yet, but I just think
they've not started well.
If you can't, well, no, I think they've started all right actually, because they've got a lot of the strikes sorted out, and I think people are forget about things like that because it doesn't affect them personally. But I think the fact that he can't sit in the terraces at Arsenal is just tough shit. You know, I think if you take a job where, you know, if he was a doctor, he wouldn't be able to go to football on a Saturday anyway because he'd be working. And I think he's going to be Prime Minister for 5 years or 10 if he's lucky. And I think for the next 5 or 10 years, it just can't go. And that's all there is to it. You know, lots of people can't go to football.
Poor love.
And it's
can't
got
go
nothing
to
do
with football.
I don't. I've got no, well, he's Arsenal for a start, so that makes him a bit of a twat. But I can't. I've got no sympathy for the fact that because of his job, he can no longer sit in the terraces at Arsenal because it happens to everybody.
Yeah. He shouldn't need a new pair of glasses for his tenure as Prime Minister because he's got all the new ones.
No. No, it's got... just about... It's, I think the whole thing's just about...
I believe
look.
The word now is optics. That's how they describe it. Optics.
Oh, really?
It's all about the optics. Yeah. And I would say, because of my loathing of generally all politicians, it's lovely to know he's got they've all got their snouts in the same trough as all the other ones. So we're going to swiftly move on before we all turn into Katie Hopkins.
There you go.
Of another excellent Katie Hopkins subject, the return of Philip Schofield to our screens.
I saw that looking all rugged and beach swept
I'm
and all
sure
of this.
He can look rugged. I'm not sure he has the ability to look rugged.
Does he actually think that we care?
Some.
He must think
he
that
must
people
think
care.
That people are desperate for him to
waiting
come back.
For, just, I know, just goes to show, if you've got the confidence, man, you can just do anything, can't you?
Because when he lost his job, and you know, there were a few people that said, oh, poor Phil, we lost his job.
And no one really knows as well.
You're 63. You've been earning probably about 400 grand for the last 20 years. Just bloody retire.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a miner losing his job in 1981, is it?
Yeah.
To be quite honest. He could have just...
Yeah.
You know, but of course his ego means he has to be on TV. And now he's going to be on TV telling his side of the story.
His truth. It's his
truth. Because I used to love him back in the day. I really did like him.
He was a talented bloke.
But I'd say the last few years.
Yeah. I've watched
Gordon the Gopher.
With Gordon the Gopher. And I love that. And even when he did This Morning with Phil and Fern. But just recently, no one cares.
I watched a little bit of the stuff about it. And I would veer that I think it's all PR motivated.
Yeah,
I think
I'm sure
he's extremely... average bloke by all accounts, and I think he's very lucky. I would actually say as if it's not career suicide what he did anyway, this could take it a turn worse. He comes out again, this lad is going to sell his story at some stage, or someone is going to pay him more than the 250 grand he's been paid to keep his mouth shut. So it's this. I think him coming back out is going to bring it all up to the surface again. And one of these days, this lad is going to tell his story. And I fear for Philip Schofield, if he does, then the narrative he's put on it is going to turn very bad for him.
Yeah.
And what about the old, what's his name, Harrods man? That's all come out of the woodwork, isn't it? Al Fayed.
The lovely Al Fayed.
Yes.
It just goes to show the power that some people have, doesn't it? That,
absolutely.
That he was able to get away with that and frighten people. Because, I mean, I can't put myself in the shoes of a woman full stop when it comes to things like that. And certainly not these ones. And your first instinct is to say, well, why didn't you say something? And then you hear that people were actually... And your first port of call would be to go to HR, wouldn't it, really? And HR would just, they were all terrified of him as well. I mean, you know, I suppose people are, you know, they're desperate. It always amazes me what people are willing to go through to keep the job that they're in.
I know.
I suppose, you know, if you've got a mortgage and all those sorts of things as well, you know, you can't just.
And it's all very well now. You get people behind you because you've got your rights, and women can now say, no, that's not acceptable. But I think back then people were scared of losing jobs and not being able to say anything, because they'd probably be going rather than the man.
But it's not like the whole Jimmy Savile thing. I mean, we're not going back 40 years here. We're only going back 15, 20 years at the most.
True.
You know, it's this century and you can't...
I actually haven't seen it. I might watch it tonight if I can get my telly to work. But I might watch the program tonight, because I've read about it, and what comes across so badly is like the bloke who is his head of his security.
Yeah.
And he just put the fear of God up these girls, going around the houses with guns.
That's yeah. terrible,
I mean, it's just
it?
Basic, you know, what you'll do to stay on his payroll. He just didn't
know.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, we know where you live. Can you imagine hearing that?
Wasn't there somebody else who had security that would go around? Who was the other one that had somebody like that? I remember some documentary. Oh, gosh, who was it? Anyway, it'll come to me.
That's another interesting segment.
That was just getting it.
The viewership. I've just got to try and remember.
The listenership.
No, it wasn't Michael Jackson. It was somebody in America.
Somebody called Michael.
Who was going around? Oh, it will come to me. Carry on. I'm of an age.
just see our viewerships. Our listenership's spiking at that
stage. It might
stage.
Not come today, but at another point, I'm going to remember that. Okay.
Well, that's good, because that'll get all the listeners back.
Oh, yes. Just baited
be
breath.
Saying, oh, two
Hold
weeks' time.
2 weeks' time. Who was it? Who was it? Good. That could end up in the mail.
Yeah. Okay.
But, well, it goes into the similar sort of stuff about what's going on in America with whatever you might want to call him. P. Diddy.
See, now, Diddy, I don't, I'm so confused. I haven't really zoned in on the whole P. Diddy stuff. What is that all about? I'm just seeing something about Justin Bieber, maybe.
Has he done a bit of an Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate, Jeffrey Epstein, it's all, yes.
Oh.
He's been arrested in America and probably won't see the light of day again. He's now in for sex trafficking and just numerous, drug recreational stuff. As well, these huge parties and all the stuff that was going on. But it's a little bit Andrew Tate-ish, Jeffrey Epstein-ish. But again, it's linked with a load of famous people who may or may not be involved, depending on what you read. But I would suggest he is in enormous trouble.
Legally. Was he ever in a band once?
He was. Well, he went on his own, didn't he? He was.
Did he? I didn't actually mean that either. That's sexy.
So
you can have that one for nothing.
Comedy genius. But I'm here till Tuesday. he's like an impresario, wasn't he? So he had the record label and all the fashion labels and all the other stuff. He had drinks companies. He was like a bit like Jay-Z. He's got like.
Oh,
would say fingers in all pies, fingers in many pies, but probably not a good way.
Yeah, I get because I just don't really know that American rap and hip hop scene at all. I get confused between him and Kanye West.
Well,
Kanye West, Kanye West,
Kanye,
Kanye, is it?
Kanye,
Kanye, Kanye West. Now, Kanye West, he was married to somebody famous,
Kim Kardashian.
Okay, and P. Diddy wasn't, no.
No, but he went out with J-Lo.
He went with J-Lo. Oh, and then, of course, that's all coming out. And who did she leave? Because he was all the stuff that was going on.
J-Lo.
What about her and Ben?
They're coming west again,
aren't
they?
What's going on with the world?
But does anyone care if Ben Affleck or J-Lo gets divorced? Because they get divorced every 40 minutes.
Yeah, no one really cares. I mean, but the only thing I have seen is about Justin Bieber getting all very upset about this PGD.
Because
he might have been involved or something
about
him.
Well, he was meant to be his mentor, wasn't he?
Right.
On one hand, you say... You know, yeah, we went to parties years ago. Mm. You know, it was 25, 30 years ago what you did at a party, as long as it's legal, obviously. But yeah, that's all kicking off. So it's been a bad week. Actually, pretty sad news. It's been a pretty bad news for Pizza Hut.
That's Stuart's restaurant of choice.
Restaurant of choice when we were younger.
What's happened to
them? They're all shutting down.
Yum Brands.
They're not.
Loads of shutting down.
They were owned by the same people that own KFC.
Loads of them all shutting down. Franchise owners are giving them back.
In America?
All in America started over here as well. And also, what's even worse, in talking about desperate weeks, apparently it's the end for Hooters.
No.
No.
You can't really imagine Hooters surviving in the current 2024.
Have you ever been to Hooters?
I have been to
Hooters. I didn't choose to.
Ever
read
a post about a job at Hooters?
And I think somebody actually who was visiting us took my boys, and they were very young, but they went as well. Apparently, yeah, they were very quiet and kept looking down.
I bet they did.
They didn't know where to look.
Look up, look down, you'll still get it.
Yeah, I was on a stag weekend about 25 years ago and went to one in Nottingham, I think famously there's one in Nottingham.
Famously?
Oh. Yeah. I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's not very nice, is it?
No.
Yeah, it's not really... I can't really see it surviving in the current climate.
If I was looking to find a bar like that and I'd been watching Coyote Ugly or some film like that,
yeah,
I'd have been so disappointed going into Hooters as well. I mean, it reminded me of like TGI Fridays with some girls in vests and very small shorts, to be honest.
And midriffs.
Yeah, and that's probably why it's going west.
Yeah. What about Trump's assassination attempt? Another.
I've forgotten about that.
Don't we need to go on to that one?
The second. Is it first? His first one? Well, of course, I've just come back from America. I've had 11 days in America. So I've been obviously engrossed in the American election stuff that's only now, a few weeks away now? It's only 5 or 6 weeks away now. And I find American politics unbelievable. I've gone way more into it than I ever thought I would. I find the whole thing about Trump ludicrous on many fashions. But in America, I think half the trouble is that when you go over there and you watch the television, you find that it's just so polarized.
Yeah.
You've got like MSNBC, which is, even for me to say this, is like, give the man a break. You cannot blame him for every single thing in the known universe is Donald's fault, but it is to them. CNN's pretty anti-Trump. And right on the other end, you've got someone like Fox News, which is essentially like a white supremacist channel.
Yeah.
It's just the other way. It does make you realise, I know they're not everyone's favourite cup of tea, and they do... people have their views in them. We are so lucky to have the BBC.
Oh, absolutely. I am a huge advocate of them.
Even though they might be slightly leaning...
I was going to say, they can be slightly leaning.
Yeah, but nothing like...
But not as bad
no,
as
they're
that.
Still
no,
relatively impartial. And they will cover the news and they won't put a slight... Yeah. I mean, in America, you lived there for years. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing.
Oh, it is. Yes,
it's absolutely embarrassing. Yeah. It's hard to find a station where you will generally get... a really honest, impartial view of it.
Mm.
And that's half the problem.
I think it's almost impossible to get a totally impartial view, but you've got to tell both sides of the story.
Yeah.
Because I know people who are much more left-wing than me who are convinced that the BBC's right-wing, and I know most people who are right-wing think it's left-wing.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think generally it's... I think generally the people that work there and most of the editorial team are probably quite right on and quite left wing. And yet you get somebody like Laura Koonsberg, who is absolutely a Tory. And she was their chief political correspondent and still quite a big anchor. So I think on the whole, it's pretty balanced. I think generally when they come out with a story, you can tend to believe it on the whole.
But they'll run with a story
and
they'll run with it impartially. They won't run with it but put their massive political sphere in it. But, I mean, you obviously have had the debate and, you know, the stuff that comes out, stuff about the cats and dogs. It's like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah.
But apparently he was told this story is not true and he just ran with it anyway. But you'd imagine... his handlers just must have
their
hands on their heads. Just what is he going to say today?
It's interesting.
America doesn't care.
When he came out from that TV debate, he said he was definitely the winner. And in fact, he thinks that was his best debate that he's ever done.
Yeah, I mean, the confidence of the man is unreal.
The Democrats said, okay, then, shall we have another one? And he said, absolutely not. So, you know what?
I know, but Biden, it was just getting cringe.
Such a good thing that he went, isn't
it?
It was such a cringe, wasn't it? It's such a shame that it took him so long.
Mm. And somebody didn't tell him earlier. I mean,
well, I think the trouble is
because his wife wouldn't let him go.
Yeah.
I mean, the American president is so all powerful. I mean, to think that if Donald Trump wins, he will just pardon himself of all the charges against him. It's a ridiculous situation to have a leader who can do that, isn't it?
Who spent so many millions of dollars and other people's dollars to try and keep himself out of jail.
Yeah.
And he so desperately needs to win so he can pardon himself and doesn't spend the rest of his life in jail.
Yeah.
So it's a bonkers situation. Yeah. But we walked past, we went past Trump Towers and there's obviously loads of stuff kicking off outside. There's loads of security and this sort of stuff. And I saw a really interesting one of a thing on the BBC with a massively anti-Trumper and a massively pro-Trumper, and they both think the second assassination was staged.
Oh, really?
To try and get his ratings back up. And of course, the trouble is now with social media and YouTube, it's just so full of conspiracy theories.
Well, but I did see one video with a shooter up on the top, and everybody's saying to the police, "There's a shooter up there." And it was just very strange. Something was all a bit
and
odd.
And
about
if someone shot me, and I suspect there are people out there who'd probably quite like to shoot me, generally, if someone's shooting at me, I'm fucked if I'm getting back up, pushing the security out of the way, raising my fist for a photo on, shouting, fight, 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 making sure that everyone gets a photo. And I don't believe it wasn't genuine, because no sniper in the world can get close enough to nip his ear.
The way
but there's
it,
other
yeah.
theories that say that if he's nipping his ear, that still could
it's
kill you
also,
anyway.
It's also, I mean, I don't know if it's true, but I heard that they said somebody behind him got killed by that bullet.
Yes,
and yet they've never said who it is,
nothing.
or there's been no news on it, which I'd quite like a political commentator to say to him, can we see the scar on your ear, Donald? You know, you've got shot in the ear.
Yes.
Let's have a quick look at the scar.
Is it shrapnel? Is it more likely to be shrapnel?
Somebody said it might have been the glass from
the thing shattering, but I don't think he had it. And the whole thing is very strange.
Mm.
And then, of course, at that stage, when Biden was still in the race, I mean, he's winning by that. He's winning comfortably.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she comes in the race. Yeah. It's very, very close. I think my early political gambit is obviously going to be hugely close. I think there are a hell of a lot of American women who are going to go in that box. And even though their family might go Republican,
vote for him.
And they're saying, I simply cannot vote for you.
I hope so.
And I might put up with 4 more years of economics, but this gets you out of the race. This is you done. And I think there's an awful lot of women who, although their husbands or their families might be massive Trumpers, I think they might well go into that ballot box and then vote against him.
It's an interesting, I mean, you look over there, if you look at the polls, I was looking at one of the polls yesterday, she's on 52, she's 2 points ahead of him, and a half points ahead of him or something. But it sort of doesn't matter because Hillary Clinton beat him by 4%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yet on the swing states, they're the only ones that really matter, aren't they? And at the moment, I think there's about 6 or 7 swing states.
And
I think
she's
ahead on 4 of them and he's ahead on 3. I mean, it's really close.
It's going to be so close. And then, of course, the trouble is if he does lose marginally, he's not going to take it. It's another rig.
At least this time he isn't president, so he can't refuse to stand down.
That's it.
And the current president could, in theory, then just have him arrested.
Yeah.
But that's everything he does is just like that's rigged.
And
there's a brilliant clip on YouTube where he didn't win the Emmy when he was doing The Apprentice. And he just walks out. He's going, it's a rigged jury. It's a conspiracy. It's an anti-Trump thing. It's all rigged. You're thinking, you know, you're finding Ford 20 years later and he's using this about being the president of America. It's all very worrying.
Yeah, very worrying.
Very, very worrying. How are we doing for time, son?
Yeah, we're doing all right, actually. 38
okay.
minutes. We're going
anything
in okay.
Next?
We've got all sorts of bits and pieces to
What's
do. We
next?
Haven't even had the quiz yet.
Oh, the quiz.
So what I'm going to do while we think about what we're going to do next, because as per usual, listeners, we're completely under rehearsed for this.
Oh, how can you say that?
And Stuart's jet-lagged.
No.
And the computer's playing up a little bit as well. So
it's not going well.
We're going to go for a quick break while we just give this a double check. I've had a cough for about a month now,
Aww. And
I need to have a right old good cough.
I need
and
to then, go to the loo as
you
well.
Need you need a wee, and so we'll be back in a moment.
For the last perfectly rounded 18 or 19 minute segment of the first series 2 offering of Homer Potts Happy Hour, and we're going to be talking about the hugely important subject of what have we been watching on the telly. And there's only one person to start with.
Well, there's just so many. There's so many.
How is life? How is life in the Real Wives of Universe?
Well, we've had what's it? Selling Sunset. That's been a new season. Have you seen that on Netflix?
No.
That's unbelievable. The outfits are so off the chart.
It's
crazy.
Like me saying, have you got tickets to go and see Tail Gunner in 2 weeks' time? It's a ridiculous question.
So there's that. But there's also a new season of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which is...
Is
I
that
haven't,
the best one?
I haven't gone in yet. It's up there. It is up there.
It's up there.
I'm
it's definitely up there, isn't it?
It's up there. Dubai, I sort of dipped into Real Housewives of Dubai and obviously Orange County and all the OGs.
Are the Real Housewives of Dubai all like Arabic women? Or are these
No, there's actually one. There's one expat, Caroline Stanbury, who was in Ladies of London, which is another classic. Now she's moved
Caroline,
over.
As we know her.
Yeah, she's moved over to Dubai, and it's all about. And she's married this younger guy, and all of that. It's really good. You should just dip in and just have a go.
I was away the other day, actually working in South Africa this time, and I happened to glance over the Real Housewives of Cape Town. And immediately thought of you and thinking, if this is the sort of shit that she watches, because
you have to invest.
It really was fucking appalling.
No. You've got to, there's a new one actually. It's not a Real Housewives. It's about the Mormon. What's that? It might be on Disney.
There's a spin-off
sort of one about the Mormon wives. And it all looks like they're swapping and doing all kinds of things.
I bet they're not. That would be definitely against the Mormon religion.
Well, that's the thing. That's why it's so great, because they shouldn't be, but they are. But there's also MAFS, Married at First Sight, which has come back, new season.
Is that Australian?
There is an Australian one, and then there's a UK
one. I think
it was
originally Australian.
The Australian one is far better than the UK one, but I mean, the UK one is still good.
Not to help the listeners, but to help myself, because I haven't a clue what you're talking about.
Yeah,
really.
And Your Mum, My Dad, which is on ITV. I mean, we can go closer to home.
What's that about? Are you watching it at the moment?
Yes. Are you?
No, no, but my
child. You were going to join in then.
I can tell you this because there is a mum on there who used to be.
Okay, we're back again. We had to do a sudden cut there while Stuart got in touch with his lawyers. And we've decided that what we were just talking about off air, we won't talk about on air.
What a scoop.
So what's it called? My Mum, Your Dad?
Your Mum, My Dad.
Right, okay,
isn't it?
Yeah.
No, My Mum, Your Dad. Yeah, My Mum, Your Dad.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I won't be watching.
Well,
that.
And the power of television editing.
Wow. Yes, girls who I know that watch this, I've got a real chat to have with you. That's brilliant. Just goes to show the power of television and
absolutely
editing and everything. Yeah. Gosh.
I know.
They wouldn't do that on Real Housewives, though.
No, of course not. It won't be edited in slime.
No, because
it'll be all genuine, 100%, just like this.
Yeah.
And I did watch Night Sleeper. The worst acting I've ever experienced. Did you watch it?
That's on my list to speak about because I haven't seen it yet.
No.
Because I like Joe Cole. I think he's good, Joe Cole.
Yes. Oh, he was good.
It's not
a couple
the
of
Joe
them
Cole.
Were good.
No.
Oh.
That would be a real.
I saw him at the airport. I saw Joe Cole, footballer, at the airport.
Did you?
Yeah. Thank you for getting my iPad, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
I left. Yes. Yeah,
the viewers will be thrilled at that one.
Yeah, sorry. What were we talking about before then?
Before you whittled off.
You were talking about that programme, but.
Night Sleeper.
Some of them are great actors, but there's a couple that was just so awful, like it was just cringe. But it was all.
It's the premise of that program. It sounds like a Thunderbirds episode, doesn't it?
Nothing wrong with that, son.
Does it? Is it?
Well,
is it
it's a runaway train.
It's like a bullet train, isn't it? It's like a.
It is.
Yeah.
It's Thunderbirds,
isn't
it?
But it's.
Oh, we've got some sad news about Thunderbirds.
Oh, my life.
Is this. I'm not going to get this minute
back
in my life,
sad.
Am I?
You will be sad.
Will
okay,
I?
Get ready to be sad.
Okay, go on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not the dog. Mm. Parker died last week.
Bloke who played Parker.
No, that is sad.
When Stuart told me, I was quite surprised because I assumed he was about 17, 1966.
He died years ago.
He was 99. David Graham, he was 99. And I think we've mentioned it on the podcast before. He's also the voice of Grandpa Pig.
So we had a good innings then.
He
achieved
amazing.
A lot.
Yeah. I saw that, definitely.
I would have thought he died a long time ago.
Well, 99's a good innings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
99 is good. So I've been watching. Obviously, the big news is Slow Horses is back.
Yes, I haven't got into that yet.
You've
got
to watch.
I will.
Brilliant.
Watch the first season.
Just brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's on that. But that's going
it's
episode
by
episode.
It's on Apple,
It's
TV.
On Apple.
Yeah.
It's on Apple. And I don't know if you watch this, but I'm going to say the words. Only Murders in the Building. Have you been watching?
No.
Now that's Steve Martin and
Martin
Short
and Selena Gomez.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
I watched it on the plane.
What's it on?
It's on Disney.
Oh, okay.
And there's now two or three series. I watched the first series on the plane.
Oh. And it's good.
Loved it.
Oh, really?
Really got into it. First
is
few
it a
episodes.
A bit like Knives Out, the film.
A little bit. Yeah,
right,
kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit
that's
of a very great
is this
film.
A you thing or is it a me thing? Not being funny. I mean.
I think you'd enjoy
would
it. I think you'd enjoy it. Yeah,
okay.
It's 30-minute episodes, pretty lighthearted. You can get into it, giggle along with it. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I didn't think I would. Couple of episodes, I'm like, oh, I'm not really sure. And then, you know, great for a plane and great for, you know.
What about Colin from Accounts? Have you seen that?
Colin from Accounts is very good.
That is so
I've seen
good.
A couple
funny.
Of episodes.
Yeah, the first two are okay, and then it gets really good. That I loved Colin from Accounts. Yeah, that's good. What else?
I don't know. Well, I don't watch anything that we can talk about on here at all. My television viewing is very staid and boring.
You're listening to music, or you just
I listen to a lot
stuff?
Of music, and I watch a lot of boring stuff. I watch a lot of educational sort of stuff, I suppose.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Are you sure?
I do. Yeah.
I think we covered most of them.
I think we covered. So anyway. Probably a kind of booming series that I haven't.
The autumn always comes out with good.
This weekend, I'm going to a heavy rock festival in Wolverhampton.
Excellent.
So that's another whole weekend of no TV viewing going. Very good headliners, though, coming up. Yeah, it's going to be very nice. It's going to be Gin Annie, our headliners one night, and I think the next night is Dead Man's Whiskey. Maybe?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they're very good.
I apologise for taking the piss out of the Real Housewives when he says things like that.
Yeah, exactly. I clearly thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Well, I think a pair of you can fuck off.
Well, on that
on that note.
Okay,
I think it's time for a quiz.
Okay.
What's it on? I know nothing about this. I never know anything about the quotes.
Somehow you seem to win them.
Well, you see, it's just natural.
I've been told by nearly everybody they enjoy the quizzes, but by a couple of people who've said you've just got to get on with it a bit, though.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing quite a good job of getting on with them a bit.
We were getting better.
Actually.
I mean, the first ones were shockingly long, weren't they? But
particularly Andrew's one. That one that he did was shocking, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's what happens when you give it to a proper quizzer.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he is a proper quizzer.
Well, should we do a nice quick one then?
It's a nice quick. And it's based on where I've been the last few days. It's a quiz on New York City.
Okay. Well, we'll have a go. Yeah.
I'm going in November, actually.
That's a quiz.
That's what it is, we've got, isn't it? So
basically, get your pens ready.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's what I haven't got.
Playing at home, over there
I can borrow?
Yes, you can.
So,
if you're playing at home, get your pens and papers ready, because you've got 10 or so questions that are going to enthrall you, and I just hope I've got them right.
Actually, so just to say something, your girls will appreciate this, Lauren, Lucy and Hannah. I'm going to New York in November to go to Kleinfeld, where the wedding dress shopping is. Say yes to the dress. They'll know. Anyway.
When are you going? What date?
November the
7th. You're going there just to go to a wedding dress shop?
Well, I'm going with my sister and my niece to celebrate her getting engaged and looking at wedding dress shopping. We always said that if she got engaged, we'd
go to
that shop.
Living in the real world then.
And so we're going.
What's wrong with going to Prenuptua somewhere?
Well, I mean, go where?
Prenuptua? Isn't that the wedding dress shop?
Yeah. I'm sure we'll probably end up back there. But this is just an experience, just to go into the shop and have a look.
Sounds like a bit of excess baggage if you buy a wedding dress out in America.
Well, it's just the fun of it.
Oh, well, that's what happens when she lives in the world that she lives in.
No, well, I don't really. Yeah. It sounds like I am, but I don't sound like it much. No. Anyway.
I think the listeners might turn around and say, well, this is about the fifth thing we've heard in the last 7 months that she's flying to.
Yeah, there is that. But there has been lots of gaps in
you just mentioned you're going to Paris next week.
I know, but it's unusual, honestly. Honestly.
And then there was where? Mallorca she went to?
Mallorca, where she left the iPad, which we had to go and get.
Las Vegas we've had.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, let's quiz.
Question number one. Are you ready after that?
Go on, then.
It's not a travel quiz. We're going to start with a nice, easy one. What is the huge park in New York City called? And if you get that wrong, I was thinking of putting in what are the colours of the cabs, but I thought, no, fuck.
Colours of the calf?
What? Cabs.
Oh, cabs.
But that's not a question because that's too easy. Right. Question number two. What was New York City initially called?
Oh.
Okay.
Question number three. What is Sixth Avenue better known as?
I'll have a guess at that.
What is Sixth Avenue better known as? Question number four. The Yankees are the most famous baseball side in New York City. Who are the others? Who's the other baseball side in New York City?
There was one that left New York City, wasn't there, as well?
There was, but that's not...
They've got Los Angeles, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a bonus question.
They threw a sport question in. Can we throw, what was the name of the Real Housewife who had a spin-off episode about her getting married?
Yeah, we're trying to keep listeners involved here. Not,
you know, sports.
And now this team that you hopefully will get now play at City Fields, but where did they used to play? And I'll give you a very huge clue.
Oh, I know. It's
where the Beatles played there. Where the Beatles played.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes,
you do know.
Well, I know where Bruce Springsteen, he played there as well, didn't he?
Well, we'll find out in about 5 minutes.
Okay. What number was that?
That was number 4.
Was it 5?
No, 5. Who cares?
Okay.
Who cares? That was just a double pass. You get 2 points that one. Question number 5. What is the name of the famous theatre that was renamed after a hugely famous TV presenter also involved with interviewing the Beatles?
Oh yes. Yeah, I've got that. I think.
Come on.
Interviewed the Beatles.
Come on.
Shut up.
That's Beatles, isn't it?
Well, it'll sound like Blur.
Come on.
Please. We went back to choir last night.
I was as well last night.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We're
no,
our guys going to sing no, with Gareth Malone.
No.
Really? Yeah.
In Worthing.
No. No choir.
Mm-hmm. We did a...
no choir talk.
Carpenter's song last night.
Yeah. We did...
No, I'm
this
losing
is
the
me.
Way to live.
This is me from The Greatest
oh,
Showman.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Sorry.
Just shut up, the pair of you. Question number 6. Which
seven.
Huge?
Seven.
No, that's 6.
It's
fucking,
7.
That had just, 2 bits to it.
Which one had 2 bits?
Well, you haven't got many of them.
I haven't got
so
any
really
of them.
Matter. Which huge New York star has just played the last of his residency shows at Madison Square Gardens? He's been playing there for about 5 years. Huge New York star.
New York
residency
star.
At Madison Square Garden.
I'll have a guess.
Okay.
Is he sort of in the Elton John envelope?
That's what I just said.
Well, I'm not sure you really want to be in the Elton John envelope.
Yeah,
but anyway,
Elton John's not a huge New York star, is he? He's a pinner star.
No, he's a New York. It's a yeah.
Somebody from New York.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Question number 7.
Thanks, Nudge.
All right, carry on. I'm not going to argue.
What are the two NFL teams that play in New York City?
Oh, I've got bloody clue.
Oh, yes,
really?
You have.
No,
well, NFL. What does that stand for? That's
gridiron.
Football.
Gridiron. Football. Yeah.
Football. I thought we just had them.
They're very famous. Whether you like them or not, it's like saying Man United and the other lot who play in Manchester.
I have no idea. What's the one that? What's his name is in?
Tickety tick tick tick. Right. Question number 8. Trump Tower is on Fifth Avenue. But apart from Donald being the most famous man in the world, probably, what was Trump Tower and the Fifth Avenue recently in the news about in the last year?
Trump Tower itself.
Trump Tower. His apartments at Trump Tower. Why were they in the news in the last 12 months?
I've no idea.
Question number 9.
No, 10. Okay.
What is the name of the building where John Lennon was shot outside Central Park?
Oh.
And we've got 2 other questions related to this, which doesn't make it question 12 and 13. It just makes it question 9, subsection 1 and 2.
Oh, my goodness.
Question number 2 in the John Lennon related building. How old, I'll give you a point either side, how old is Yoko Ono now?
Oh, right. Okay.
She's still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a guesstimate here, Lonnie. You got a chance.
She's just had an exhibition at Tate Modern.
Okay, I'm going to guess that.
Okay. And I'm going to give you another bonus point if you can get the date when he was shot.
Do you know where I was when he was shot, when I found out?
You would have been at college or... I was at the bus school.
I was sat on a tube train, just getting off at Manila East.
Yeah, it was one of those dates, wasn't it? But it was generally one of those dates where you remember where you were when he died, which is why I always remember the date.
See, I don't, but I do with Diana, and I don't with Elvis.
I was on holiday in France when Elvis died.
I was at Dingle in Ireland.
Is that it?
No, one more.
All right. Oh gosh.
1 point for each. What are the names of the three New York airports?
How many?
Three.
Oh gosh.
1 point for each. You probably could go into anyone when you go fucking dress shopping.
I can get two.
Well, you've got 2 points then, which is probably two more than you've got already.
Don't know the other one. Have you been to all three?
I think I have been to all three, but inadvertently, mostly two of them. We came into one of them, and you just forget how enormous it is and how many people fly into these places.
Oh, I might have got the third one.
Okay, are we ready? Are we ready for the answers?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Can I do the first one, please?
Yes.
Central Park.
Correct.
Yay. No questions about Friends, was there? All football related. Yeah. Come on then.
No, we don't like Friends.
Yeah, I love Friends.
Yeah, but Friends is very 1990s.
Very
not
John
woke.
John Lennon, Beatles.
Not woke anymore. Okay. What was New York City originally called?
New Amsterdam.
Correct. It was called New Amsterdam.
Nope.
What is Sixth Avenue better known as?
I'm guessing Broadway.
No idea.
Avenue of the Americas.
I've never heard of it. Have you?
Oh, I have heard that actually.
Because you've been there a lot.
Because
so
I've been there.
Yeah.
I think we. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't get a point for that though, but yeah. I did know that.
Apart from the Yankees, what are the other baseball side called?
Oh, Mets. It was baseball. I thought it was. I put Jets.
Mets.
Oh, I put Jets.
That's later. Put that for later.
Oh. Okay.
Put that for later.
Oh.
You can't hear this.
Okay.
The Mets. And they've now moved to City Fields a few years ago. But what was the really, really famous stadium they used to play in? Most famously known where the Beatles
Mrs.
played.
Mrs. Wake, answer this one.
Oh, I've got no chance. Madison Square? No.
Shea Stadium.
Oh, what? I don't know what I'm doing.
Did you not know that?
No.
Well, clearly not. Just didn't put it down.
No. Why would I know about a sports team in...
Well, so I've only heard of it because the Beatles played there.
Because the Beatles played there.
Oh, I'm not really
It's one of the most famous concerts of all time. What is the name of the famous theatre renamed after a hugely famous TV presenter who also was most famously known as the first person to interview the Beatles?
Is it Ed Sullivan?
It is the Ed Sullivan Theatre. Congratulations.
I put Rockefeller.
Also known as the Rockefeller Centre.
Is that right?
Question number 7. What are the two NFL teams in New York? Come on, this is you. This
Jets.
Hang on, you missed the bloke who's had the residency.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I did.
That's
yeah.
why we kept...
Yes, yeah. Sorry. And that is...
Well, I'm guessing Billy Joel.
I put Billy Joel.
You are both correct.
Oh. Yes.
He's only just finished, played there for the last time. I think, or he's playing for the last time.
Which I thought Barry Manilow first, actually.
I saw
is
him.
He from New York?
I think he is.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, this, I obviously did this big trip and opened my curtains in Las Vegas late at night.
Is that a euphemism?
Only if you're sick. Stop. Only if you're sick, bitter, and twisted.
In the absence of.
I was going to say, we might have about Andrew enough coming up with crudities, and then you pull that one out. And anyway, I opened my drapes, and there was a huge neon sign for Barry.
Was there?
For Aww. Barry. I've got something else to tell you afterwards.
Okay.
I'll tell you off camera. I also saw.
Right, so
it was
question eight then.
Question eight, yeah. Jets and the Giants.
Giants.
Jets and the Giants. Both play at the same place.
I put Green Bay Packers or the Patriots.
You are fucking useless, just simply. Uh-huh. Question number 8. Trump Tower is on Fifth Avenue, but why has it been in the news in the last 12 months? These apartments at Trump Towers.
Because it's had to have its cladding removed?
It's because that is the apartment that he... undervalued its size by 3 times in this case which he was convicted of, or one of the things he was convicted of, falsifying all his business records, saying it's 3 times the size as it actually is when he goes for refinancing.
Right.
That's why one of his...
Did he say it was bigger or smaller?
What do you think?
Bigger.
Correct.
Oh, I see.
So yeah, that was the thing. What is the name of the building where John Lennon was shot outside Central Park?
I don't know.
The Dakota buildings.
Oh, was it? No idea.
No idea.
Okay, here's your big guess time, though.
Oh, God.
How old is Yoko Ono?
83, I've
got. I put 84.
Oh, well, you're closer. So you get a point, because I feel sorry
for
you
now.
She's 91.
Is she?
She's 91.
Is
she was always much older than
him. Wow.
She was always much older than he was. Yeah, she's 91. Wow. And what date was John Lennon shot?
Well, early 80s. 80 or 81?
I've got 81.
80.
8th of December, 1980.
Oh, you were just in there.
There's a load of awards herself. Oh, 10 points for
yes.
that.
Yes.
I'm really upset about that.
Oh.
8th of December. Got told at a bus stop. What are the three New York airports? Airports.
I've got LaGuardia.
Correct.
Newark.
Correct.
JFK.
Correct.
Oh.
I've just got JFK and Newark. I should have known LaGuardia because
see, when
that's
I do
the
it,
one they use in Die Hard 2.
Correct.
I totally pulled it out
Bugger.
Of the bag.
Why
with the airports.
I know that?
Look at that. It's far more interesting than Beatles nonsense.
Oh,
right.
Really annoying.
Add them up.
One, two, six.
How many for the 13? That 3 points. I got 3 points for three
airports.
3 points
for that. Oh. So you got four. Well done.
Six. Seven, eight.
So the winner of today's first quiz in series two, mm-hmm. congratulations, Adrian. You won.
Thank you.
With a slightly less
well
under-impressing thing. And
you
I'll,
nearly caught up at the end there.
You
well,
did.
I did
See,
well with
that's
the
why
airports,
I like to give
I?
You extra points at the end, just for people like
yeah.
you to catch up. See,
just,
I,
thank you. You're so giving.
Well, I am. All the way through it.
And I, one other thing I haven't yet mentioned to either of you since I got home is for an anniversary present, my delightful children, they bought me and Jackie tickets while I was in Vegas to go and see Donny Osmond.
Oh, fantastic.
What was it like?
He's very, very small.
Is he?
Tiny. He's tiny. Yeah, he's tiny.
It's quite amusing, I always think. What was his in-between song patter like?
It was okay.
I've always thought he was quite amusing when I've seen him.
I
on
thought
the box. He looks great for his age.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously had a ton of. He's 66.
Is he?
He's 66. He's still got a great voice. He still does things. It was quite sad to see someone who was so famous playing in a little theatre in Vegas to
Wouldn't
probably
you just give up?
200. Well, I don't know when these are the money because obviously they got embezzled, didn't they? The Osmonds, they lost, and they overspent and they over lavished. It was very clever the way they did it in terms of how he does this show. When you think the only run really I can think of is Puppy Love.
Oh, yeah. And he did. He had.
He's had obviously had a ton
Love.
Of hits.
Yeah. What was the other one that he had? I'll think.
But they literally had a ton
did,
of hits.
Did
ton
he do
hits.
Some
He did
Osmonds,
some Osmonds, but
did he
yeah.
do Crazy Horses?
But no, he didn't do any
of
that.
Oh, see, that was
by
the
far
best.
And away the
yeah.
best song
what
ever.
About
he,
Sister?
He did a rap where he goes through his career, and that was very clever the way he did that. And you do it and you think, my God, you know, he won Dancing with the Stars.
He did The 12th of Never as well.
Yeah, he did all these things, and there was all these people in there. But there was a slight element of sadness when you consider how famous he was.
Yeah.
And was his sister there, Marie?
No, she's very ill, apparently.
Oh, is she?
Very ill. So, but he used the television. He would get Andy Williams on there when they were on the Andy Williams show and the bits with his sister.
Right.
But, I mean, we looked at it on Wikipedia afterwards. The Donny and Marie show stopped in 1979.
Wow.
I mean, it's so long ago.
Yeah.
And they really, literally, their records just fell off the face of the earth in the mid-70s. Mm. Despite how famous, but yeah, when you look at it, yeah, they got him.
Donny and Marie and the punk and new wave scene
didn't
don't
help
go
him.
Together at
it
all.
It didn't help
them,
did they?
With did he sing "I'm a little bit country"?
No, he didn't.
I'm a little bit rough.
And then, of course, like a lot of these
Do you remember
people,
that? Yeah, I'm a little bit of Memphis and Nashville with a little bit of Motown in my soul.
Oh my
Please
goodness.
Don't ever do that again. Please
can't
don't ever,
see
ever,
that.
Ever. We can't, can we? That's going to go
but
to our grave.
The big question is, did you renew your wedding vows in Vegas? Did
no,
you
it
go
must
to...
be time for...
Come on.
I did look when I... Because apparently I did look at the thing. When I saw him, I thought Elvis had died. And I thought if he hadn't died, Elvis is probably in his late 80s, early 90s. He's about that age now. If apparently rumour has it, he is still alive. He looked very fat. So that could have been him. And he looked... since
Are we
I
on
last
Don, Donnie still?
No, we're on Elvis.
Oh,
he
okay.
looked very Asian when I saw him. So I did wonder whether it was the real Elvis.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying?
That's all I'm saying on the marriage subject. We walked down the the various chapels of love and the this sort of stuff.
Did you, nice. You did all of that then, and we had Elvis and everything like that. Did he sing American Trilogy? That's my favourite. We do that in the choir.
I do. Do you?
We do.
I love that.
No, please.
Look away. Look away. That's the bit that the tenors do. It's excellent.
I hope they do it better than you.
Well, there's only two of us, so if it's better than me, it's the other one.
Good.
On that note.
We need to...
no choir. I give next episode viewership, I give you a no choir guarantee.
Okay.
Well, you can't guarantee anything. We might just bring it up.
I mean, we can outnumber him, really.
Yeah, I should think so, yeah.
Sop 2
and
tenor.
And I've got controls of the computer.
Yeah.
As they're called. God's sake. So we're gonna finish now, Stuart, because we're over time here.
Oh, no.
Although we've got a couple of gaps that Alex has got to fill in that we
legal entities.
So I think we're doing quite well. Mm-hmm. So that was nice. Lovely to see you back.
Yeah.
Great to be back.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in a fortnight.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Yep.
Bye. See you soon. Bye.
Bye for now. Potts Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.